Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pave Your Way to Success here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, where we inspire, motivate, and educate you to move from where you are to where you want to be. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we help you pave your way to success.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to Pave Your Way to Success here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Michelle Govan, and I think I have my co-host with me today who's broadcasting from Ohio. Is Rudy Govan here?
Yup.
You know what?
Good morning, honey. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, dear. Good morning, Pave Your Way to Success Radio family. How is everyone? Right now, just packing up in Columbus, Ohio, finishing up a week, half a week, rather, from Wednesday to it ends today of outreach training in Columbus, Ohio at Tri-Stone Missionary Baptist Church with Bishop, what's his name?
Jerome C. Ross,
Kingdom Connection. Excited about getting home, excited about, you know, the show today, and, you know, you and Princess working together. Look, folks, listen. Don't let nothing stand in the way of you doing what you need to do. You can do what you need to do wherever you are. And that's what we like to share with folks on this show. Even though I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and Michelle's back in Philadelphia, we doing what we need to do, man, there is a way. There's always a way. Don't let nothing stop you from paving your way to success. Even though I may not be on the whole time, but I got time to be on to do the intro and things like that, but don't let nothing stop you. There's always a workaround. Don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Don't get nervous, you know, because your adversity is your vehicle to your success, to your future. And remember that. Your adversity, whatever is going on in your life, whatever you got to overcome, is your vehicle to success.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Quote me.
And there
your
you go.
Your adversity is your vehicle to success. Go back and read about Joseph. His adversity was his vehicle to success. But go ahead. Go ahead, dear. I miss you.
Here we go. I miss you, too. Like I said earlier, I said I feel like Kelly Ripa without Michael Strahan today. I'm like, where's my partner on the side here? But we just want to thank you and welcome our faithful listeners, and then we also want to welcome our new listeners today. And once again, we never want to take for granted that you guys know what PAVE stands for. So PAVE stands for P is purpose, planning, and passion. A is for attitude and mindset. V is for vision. And E is for execution. So we're excited about today. And wait a minute, let me do my weather report this morning.
Hold on.
Yes.
See, I'm not there for us to really bounce off. So there's like a little vibe missing.
Yes.
Because after you say that part, I say, Pave Your Way to Success is a motivational, inspirational, and educational radio show. We purpose and we understand that people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. So we go out with our tentacles of relationship and bring in some of the best guests, some of the best topics to help you know something different so you can be in a different place. Amen. Now,
you're right.
All right.
Yeah, I think about
it's a little disconnect happening, but that's okay. We're going to connect it. We're going to connect it.
We're all right. So,
you know, you're getting two for one today. You're getting two weather reports for one.
We can do the weather report across the country because today it's a little nippy here in the Philadelphia area. The sun is acting like it wants to break through, but it's really not. It's still cloudy, but it's not raining. And I think the weather is like 45 degrees. It's supposed to only go up to like 60 today. So, and what is it like
okay.
in Ohio?
In Columbus, Ohio, right now, the flags are blowing on a northwest. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, y'all. We shouldn't be having this much fun. All right. Do the intro again so we can start over. I'm sorry.
No, we're fine. We're just going to keep it moving. Because I know you have to get off.
It's a gray day in Columbus, Ohio. It's gray. It looked like it's cold out there. I'm about to go out there and pack my bags in the car, but it looked cold. So, I'm going to get off here, do your thing. But before I go, you know, please let me pray for the show, and then we can go on and do what we need to do. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done in our lives, Heavenly Father. Where we come from to where we are now, we would have never thought it, guessed it, or even orchestrated it for our lives. But you had us planned out since before the beginning of time. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we surrender our lives, Heavenly Father, to your plan, to your destiny, and to your future for us, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for the governing body, Heavenly Father, over this radio station, Heavenly Father, that gave us the opportunity to reach your people in a way that we never thought possible. So we just thank you, O Lord. We speak over, we pray over the host today, Heavenly Father, that they speak your word, Heavenly Father, over the guests, Heavenly Father, that they bring your word, Heavenly Father, that will change lives forever, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father. I pray in advance for traveling mercies, O Lord, that you will get me back to my family, Heavenly Father, in a blessed way, Lord, and they will be safe until my return, O Lord. So we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this blessed show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That was a long prayer.
I know you did go a little longer today, but that's okay.
Yeah. You know I'm doing some outreach out here. You know I got some word up in me right now. I got some
word.
Look, we're saving souls in Ohio. Well, we're teaching churches from around the country have all sent representatives to Columbus, Ohio. And our church, our pastor is the Bishop of Evangelism for Kingdom Connection. So we have a bunch of people from around the country who we're teaching how to go out on the street and win souls. So once again, I'm out, and I really pray that all is well, and you guys have an awesome show. Thank you much, Princess, for being in my stead. So
being the technical coordinator today.
Technical coordinator? That's what's
and
up.
And
that's
guest host, yes.
And technical coordinator and guest host. That's what's
yep.
up. Well, have a blessed show. I will listen in for as long as I can. And I'm out. I love
and
you.
And I'll see you later
see
today. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
So there we go. Goodbye, hon. So we are excited about our show today. You know we go over housekeeping things, and so what I want to tell you about, again, as we've been saying all month, is that this has been that April is Stress Management Awareness Month, and we have to realize that we all, at some point in time, have experienced stress. We have experienced stress, whether it's in our business, in our ministry, in our finances, in our family, at work. Stress is all around, and it's not just for the shores that are here. It's a global epidemic. And so this month was dedicated to stress management awareness, and we talked about stress in the workplace. We talked about stress in ministry. We talked about stress and decluttering. And so today we're going to be talking about stress and being an entrepreneur, because we know it is very stressful being an entrepreneur. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we even get into that, I want to remind all the ladies who are listening that you still have an opportunity to sign up for the Soldiers in Stilettos Conference that is going to be May 21st here in Philadelphia, and we are excited. We have 6 powerful speakers. We have Minister Sherlyn Bay, who was actually just on the TV yesterday, I think, in Florida, and she was talking about her book. And then we have Toya Prayer, who's coming up from Maryland, and she's going to bring the noise from the Maryland, D.C. area. And we have 4 homegrown Philly girls. We have Obioma Martin. We have Dr. Tina Scott. We have myself, and we have Asia Waters, who's our millennial speaker. So, ladies, I'm telling you, bring your girlfriends, bring your moms, your aunts, everybody to the conference. It's going to be a powerful conference. We're going to talk about shifting because if you want something different, you have to shift. You have to make an adjustment. You have to do something, even if it's something little, because just think about how big a ship is and you have the rudder. The rudder is a small piece compared to the ship, and that is what guides it. So we want you to make that shift in your life so that you will be able to get something different. So we're excited about that. To register for that, you can go to soldierinstilettos2016.eventbrite.com. Once again, it's soldierinstilettos2016.eventbrite.com. You can register for the event. I'm telling you, May 21st is going to be the first of many Soldiers and Stilettos conferences, because we do plan on taking it on tour. So we're excited about that. So today we have a special guest co-host, which I'm going to bring in now. She's also our technical coordinator today, because usually Rudy does the technical piece and I'm not that tech savvy. So I had to divert to somebody else who's a little bit more proficient. So today we actually have the CEO of the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network with us, Princess Cooper, who is doing the technical portion and will also be participating in the call to show today. So, Princess, are you there?
I am. I am honored to replace Rudy for today. I am so proud of you all. I get chills just listening to the chemistry between you all and just understanding where you were almost a year ago to where you are now. So thank you for the opportunity to be on with you.
Yes, so we're excited. So we're going to get ready to go back to commercial, go to commercial, and then when we come back, I'm going to do the bio for our special guest, who is also my stress management sister. She's out of Texas, so she's going to be bringing it today, and we're going to be talking about stress and the entrepreneur. So I hope you have your pen, your notebook, some tea, and you're going to be, I'm telling you, she's going to give you some information and some insight that's going to help you to relieve your stress as you're trying to grow your business or try to grow your company, and even just to possibly start out. And we're also going to talk about how your family and having the proper support group around you as you are embarking on this endeavor. So we're going to get ready to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ray. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Pave Your Way to Success here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And once again, I am excited to be talking to my stress management sister in Texas today, Dr. Michelle Joy Brown, and having on as a special guest host today, Princess Cooper. So, look, we have girl power today. So, but just to get started, I'm going to read the bio of Dr. Michelle Joy Brown. She has helped thousands of women, men, and their families for the past 20 years move from a mediocre way of living to living life with love, joy, peace, purpose, authenticity, and abundance. Moving beyond her own self-limiting beliefs and fears, she continues to inspire women and men to reinvent themselves by improving mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, helping people to make the mind, body, and spirit connection as entrepreneurs. As an entrepreneur herself, she inspires, unlocks, and strengthens and the strength leading towards empowerment and demands that women and men step up into their inner winner of saying yes without a doubt to their dreams as entrepreneurs and saying yes to creating amazing relationships. With her no-nonsense, bold, authentic approach, she helps people to find their inner winner by believing in themselves first. You must believe in you if you want to strategically find ways towards creating success, especially when it appears as all hope is lost, says Dr. Michelle. Giving up is never the answer, even when you feel like quitting. Get up, wipe your tears, yell if you have to, but keep going. You can do this. Dr. Brown is passionate and works with purpose with everyone she encounters. She never meets a stranger. She greets the winner within with everyone she encounters, and her clients love working with her. There is magic inside. It is, drumroll, believing in you. That is how you win. Dr. Brown loves working with people and uses her insight, intuition, to create magic in the lives of those she works with. And look out, because Dr. Michelle Joy Brown is in the house with us today. So, look, I have to do the clap by myself. Here we go. Yay! Welcome, Michelle. Well, first, welcome, Princess, as a guest host, and then welcome, Michelle Joy Brown, as our guest expert today.
Yay!
Yay! How are you, Dr. Michelle?
Hello. How are you?
We are good. We're excited that you are on, and especially talking about a topic that is dear to both of our hearts because we're both stress management experts, but this is about entrepreneurship today.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very, very much for having me on this morning. It is a pleasure and an honor to be on, and this is one of my favorite topics because so many people are facing so much stress in their lives from so many different areas. And I love my entrepreneurs.
Yes, I'm telling you, because when people think of entrepreneurs, sometimes they just think of the freedom that being an entrepreneur brings, but they don't know the hard work, the long hours, because you're doing everything. Because in the beginning, wait a minute, who's the accountant? You. Who's the marketing person? You. Who's doing everything? You. So talk to us about this, Dr. Michelle.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because when I was thinking about the show, I could visualize a woman or a man standing as the giant in the business and having to carry the load of everything in the business, including the family, including having friends, including, you know, making room to enjoy life and have fun and all of that stuff. And so people think that becoming an entrepreneur, getting upset at their jobs and whatnot, and saying, I'm just going to start my own business, they think that it's easy, and it's not as easy as people think it is.
No.
It can be a very, very difficult and very, very long road if you don't set yourself up strategically to be a winner in what you're doing.
Right. And that's the key, because I remember my mom used to always tell me that sometimes when you're juggling too many things, that something's going to drop. And sometimes as a entrepreneur, it can be stressful. And as you said, you're doing your services, you're trying to connect with people, you have family, you have your friends, you have long hours and all of these things. And sometimes we put ourselves on the back burner, but really we need to put ourselves on the front burner, because all these other things are going to fall if we're not de-stressed and if we don't have ourselves together and take care of ourselves. Because if our body starts to suffer because of the stress, it doesn't matter. Accounting's not going to get done. Nothing else is going to get done if we don't take care of ourselves.
Yes. And it's, when you mentioned the taking care of yourself, I have actually 6 steps that I think are great for entrepreneurs who are starting out, and also those that are veteran entrepreneurs. Statistically, the bad thing is that so many entrepreneurs start and they fail within the first 3 to 5 years. Most fail. And that doesn't have to be. There are so many opportunities out here for entrepreneurs. But one of the things that I've seen over the last, 5 years with people that I've personally worked with is that they were not set up strategically where they could be successful. And it is so vitally important. As a psychotherapist, when I was living in Michigan, we did not learn how to set up a private practice. And so when I decided to venture out and start my private practice, I was out there all alone, and I had to quickly learn how to run a business. Because if you don't know how to run a business, you are not going to succeed. You can't do this alone.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sorry, Michelle. That's a good point. To handle success and to stay the course and to not give up, Dr. Michelle and Michelle, to not to give up and stay the course and to incur all of the stress 3 to 5 years. But understand the bottom line is that I'm still going to be in this. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find the success path in this and take that success path no matter how hard it is. And Michelle Govan, you said something, is that we are the financial person, we are the human resource person, we are the marketing person, we are the everything. Of course, we're not punching a clock, but we're still all of those things, which brings on a level of concern and stress. But Dr. Joyce said it's better, don't fail, don't give up, hang in there. And once you get past that mark, it does get where, okay, I found my niche in life here. I can do this.
And that's the key, because you have to push past roadblocks. You have to push past obstacles, because they are going to happen. It's not even they might happen. They will happen. But is your drive, is your passion, is your your focus to move past that? Because as you said, the first 3 to 5 years is where they can fail. But is it because, once again, they haven't strategically positioned themselves, and then once the robots come, then that's kind of when you're just like, okay, well, maybe this isn't what I should be doing. I don't know. But that's why you have to do a lot of things purposefully, so that you don't get that level of stress and let that stress kind of overcome you, and then you just kind of give up, as opposed to pushing through it.
Right. Yeah, so one of the things that that I thought about when it comes to being an entrepreneur, stress is everywhere, and if you don't know how to cope with it, it can break you. And one of the things that I've seen with so many people is that they don't have good coping mechanisms. People and their families, and, I've worked with so many families and have had to teach people how to communicate with each other. Because as entrepreneurs, ladies, we know that sometimes we can project on others how we feel on the inside, which is not always good. And So we have to learn how to deal with our own emotions and our own feelings when we are upset, when something is not working. And one of the things that I recently started doing personally is, and I kept saying, I don't like exercise. Well, when you keep telling yourself that, then you're probably not going to like exercise or anything else that you're telling yourself you don't like. And so I started going out running, which I actually started really enjoying. And so, you know, we have to watch and be very careful of what we are telling ourselves, especially when it comes to our business. You know, when you're in business for yourself, you should not be out there saying, oh, my God, this is not working. Oh, my God, you know, I don't know why I did this. All the negativity, you know, because that's not going to build your business. And it's also, thinking about the stressful part, it's not going to make you feel good when you're saying so many negative things. You know, and so many of those out there listening, you know, when we talk about being an entrepreneur, we're talking about going out into the world and changing the world, blessing the world. And we can't bless people when we are stuck in negativity and we're constantly being negative toward ourselves, toward our business, toward our family, toward our friends. It's not going to work that way. And so you have to be on board. You must believe in you. You have to believe in you. You have to believe that it's going to work. You have to know and understand where the idea of you changing the world came from anyway. It didn't come from you. So, you know, we have to understand that when we are blessed with an idea, that idea is there for us to go out and bless others. And we have to know and understand that. And then believe in it with everything within us until that. Do we part from our goal, our vision, and our dream?
I like how you said that, until death do us part with your dreams. Because you know what? A lot of times people have their dreams and they have their goals, and then they just kind of put them on the shelf, take a back. Like, are you committed? And see, and you have to, as an entrepreneur, you have to be committed to your dream. Everybody's not, and see, here's the thing, everybody else is not going to see what you see. So at first, people might be on board with you, and as you start to go and walk that path, other people might be like, oh, are you sure you're not getting what you thought you were going to get? And then all this doubt are going to start coming in. But are you committed to what's on the inside of you? Because Sally Jo might not see it. But are you committed? Because it's not her vision, it's not her goal, it's not her dream. And I really relate a lot of that stuff to the movie, The Book of Eli. Look, Denzel was focused in that movie. He was focused. And if people haven't seen that movie, you need to see that movie. He was focused, and he wasn't letting distractions happen. And that's what we have to be with our business and with our goals and dreams as an entrepreneur, because everybody not see it. There might be distractions, but how committed? Like, it's almost like you said, Mary, are you committed to the end to see your dream come true?
Right. And, you know, the other thing, and I want to demystify a myth here. You know, people think that they're not going to have to work. It's hard, you know, as working for the man, as people call it. However, you have to work just as hard and even harder when you have your own business because, Michelle, like you had mentioned, you are wearing all of the hats. And many times we are not equipped, we're not as knowledgeable to carry all those hats, to wear all those hats. You know, I, for instance, I am not great when it comes to the financial part. So that's where I have my husband to help. That's when I bring someone else in to handle my books, accounts receivable, and things like that. It's just not an area that I'm perfected in, and I don't want to be.
Right.
You know, so since I am my own boss, I can hire someone else to do that. I have assistants that have certain things that I just don't want to take the time to do because there are other things that I can be focusing my attention on. But let me tell you, it is hard work. It's hard work.
Yep. And it can be stressful, especially here you go, when you're trying to do something outside of your lane. Like you said with the financial piece, that could be like, okay, in the coaching part and in developing all of that, you know, you're on fire. And then as soon as you're like, okay, I got to deal with the finances, that could be a source of stress right there, because you're like, I'm not gifted over here. I don't even want to do it, but you kind of have to do it until you get to that point to hire somebody to do it for you. And that could be, you know, a source of stress too. And the good thing is we have, I'm going to bring Princess in on the conversation, because how did you kind of, you know, get started and work through some of that when you started the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network?
Well, you know, I had a support system, but I tried to take this methodically because I was still working full time, and I understood what I wanted to do, and that is to talk sports in a male-dominated society. So I studied my craft a year before I even got involved. And then when I got involved, I wrote down some of the pitfalls that I was going to incur, not might incur, that I was going to incur, and wrote down maybe what some of, you know, those roadblocks, how could I solve them ahead of time. And one of those is that, you know, I'm going to get a lot of resistance from men who think, okay, there's a girl talking sports. And once I thought I had honed in on that craft, I then said, I can expand this into a network where I can train others. If I can hone in on my own craft and change who I am after 50, then I can also do this for others and give them a voice in this business too. But the main thing I did is to write down some of the pitfalls that were coming and some of the aggression that was coming. And I love what both of you all said. Everybody is not going to believe in your dream. And even when they become a part of the dream, they're going to try to tell you how to run your dream. You know, that's how natural people are. You know, well, you know, I like your concept, but if it were me, I'd do this. Well, it's not you. God gave this to me, you know. And I also had to stop being so sensitive. And that is when people didn't believe in the dream and wanted to depart, I had to become okay with that, because that's God saying, they're not a part of the eventual goal anyway. So I'm going to help you get rid of them because you wouldn't have anyway. So I had to understand some of those things and be okay with it and not be a soft, emotional entrepreneur. You got to develop a thick skin in some of this in order to have a successful business and have that tunnel vision to say, okay, that's all right. That's okay. I'm going to move forward. Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. And this is how I'm going to handle that. So I love what both of you are saying.
Great. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get ready to take a commercial break. And then, Dr. Michelle, when we come back, I want to kind of talk about what we were talking about this week about family support and talking about that and how that can affect or help the person who's starting out in the entrepreneurial scope of their life. And, you know, because, I mean, that is very important. That is key in having support. So we're going to go to commercial, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about that topic.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome back. everyone. We're here with today Dr. Michelle Joy Brown, who is our stress management expert and our guest today, along with our guest co-host, Princess Cooper, who is the CEO of the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And today we're talking about stress and the entrepreneur. And so what we're going to touch base on and talk about is the family and your support being an entrepreneur. So, Michelle, you want to take that?
Yes. So one of the things that is vitally important when you're an entrepreneur, number one, is not to act like a loner. And so your family may not be on board with you having ideas, you know, to start venturing out on your own. You still need them. And so what you can do, and I'll share a few things that I've done as an entrepreneur, but one of the things you can do is sit down and have a conversation with the family about your vision. What you don't want to do is act like you're in this all by yourself for yourself. Because you can't be in business just by yourself when you have a family. Because what happens is you start, unfortunately, avoiding them, not talking to them, not letting them know what's going on, and so they feel left out. Now, that will cause stress between you and the other person or people in your household. My husband and I have, and we've been married 26 years this year, and let me tell you that being an entrepreneur has its ups and downs, and the great thing and the blessing that I've had is that I have the support of my husband. And Michelle, we may go into some of the other things we talk about regarding the many ideas of being an entrepreneur. However, when it comes to a family, you want to, especially if you have children, create an environment that is a good environment, a fun environment where everyone is involved. And get the family involved. Ask them for their thoughts. Ask them about their ideas about some of the things you're doing. But they won't know what you're doing if you're not sharing it. Never assume that people know what you're thinking, and never assume that people know where you feel you want to go, because they don't know if you're not sharing it with them. The other thing is getting healthy. You want to find ways that you can be healthy. Put the cigarettes down. Put the alcohol down. Put the yelling and the screaming down. And find healthy, fun things that you can do for yourself and also with your family. One of the things that I had one particular family do that I was working with, they were always talking about they didn't have any money. And I get that. I understand it. So what I had them to do was to have a picnic in the backyard with some sandwiches and some, you know, soda or something. Something very simple and easy. You know, I had Dad to chase the children. He's never chased his children around. I said, chase the kids around in the backyard and, you know, fall on the ground with them. Give them a hug and a kiss. That makes children feel good when their parents are doing things like that. I had another couple go out to dinner. Well, they didn't have any money. And the cool thing for me was that I was able to work with these people that didn't have any money and help them to find creative ways as entrepreneurs to make money. When they first started out, I told them, you know, okay, I get you don't have any money. Go to McDonald's. Okay? It doesn't cost that much. And talk to each other, not about business, but about your, you know, each other. And so I was teaching families how to come together under all the stressful things that they were experiencing. Stress causes arguments. It causes people to feel like they hate each other. It causes couples to break up. It causes people to lose their jobs and their businesses. It causes people to drink. It causes people to go out into the world and do all kinds of terrible things that they literally regret eventually. And so you want to bring people on board that love you and that care for you. They may not have the vision 100%, but you want them on board a little bit with you. And then as they start seeing you become successful, guess what? Now you have a team of cheerleaders. And you can get those cheerleaders by showing them love, not ostracizing them and keeping them out of what's going on, and bringing them on board so that they can be there to help you take care of yourself so that you're not so stressed.
Yes. And that is awesome because I know, I mean, that was a lot right there. I mean, because you have to have your family behind you. And I was talking to a girl in Maryland, and she was saying that she was doing all of these things in her business. And she said, oh, I'm going to, you know, try to build my team or whatever. And I said, well, don't you have your daughter, your niece, and a couple other people? I said, and they're older. I said, why don't they become part of your team? She said, Michelle, you are absolutely right. And 2 weeks later, she said, well, my daughter is, like, doing accounting, and my niece is, she has her, you know, master's in marketing or whatever. And so that's her team. So even when they feel like they are part of it, then that actually helps to bring the family together. But then there has to be a time, as you said, that you don't talk about business, that you just go out and have fun with the kids. Because, like, literally my kids are, you know, they're 5 and 7, but, you know, my daughter, she's starting to kind of really understand, you know, when mommy's doing the business. But then I also balance it out with mommy time as well, because as soon as we're done, we're going to Dave and Buster's to have fun. That's what we're doing today. So we're not going to be talking anything.
Yes.
Would you say, can you come?
Yeah,
sure.
Can I come?
Look, well, a kid can be a kid, even though I think that's Chuck E. Cheese, but okay, that's all right.
and you know, I'll tell you one of the things that I absolutely love. One of the things I absolutely loved about the beginning of the show is you were playing my favorite song. Oh my God, yay! Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
That is my ringtone, and I love when I'm out in public and people hear it. And I've had so many different comments, and this is just to talk about my own ways of how I live in the spirit of joy. You know, so when the song plays and people have approached me, sometimes I'll get the side eye and, you know, I'll get remarks like, I wish I was happy or happy. You know, it's just so interesting. And what happens is it has opened up the door of opportunity for me to have that conversation with others about joy, you know, how to bring joy into your life. And as entrepreneurs, you know, when you have, you know, joy, you have peace of mind, oh my God, the awesome and amazing things that you can do as an entrepreneur when you're at peace within yourself, you know. And, you know, so I will always say that I don't like being stressed. And I don't know about everyone else out there, but walking around and your face is all, you know, scrunched all up and you're looking like you're about to, you know, kill over or beat somebody, you know, that's not fun. And what person in their right mind want to do business with someone who looks so unhappy? You know, as entrepreneurs, I see so many entrepreneurs and, you know, talking to them and whatnot. Unfortunately, you know, being a psychotherapist also, you know, I'm always talking to people and people are always crying when I talk to them. And the reason why that is because people are not happy within themselves and they have so much stress going on. And so as entrepreneurs, we have, I would say, the highest rate of stress because we're trying to do it all by ourselves, and it doesn't have to be that way. Time management is of utmost importance when it comes to having a family, when it comes to being an entrepreneur. You want to work on your time management skills and people. There are tons of books out there on how to manage your time. You got to manage your time.
Right. Because there has to be balance, and that's one of the things that I talk about. You have to have balance,
There has to be a balance. You can't just be all work because you will totally stress yourself out. Because I know when I first had gotten started in, you know, in becoming an entrepreneur, I was working, and then at that time I didn't have children, and I would put in like long hours, and I was getting out of balance because I'm just like, okay, well, I still have to be a wife, and I still have to take care of myself. I still have friends, I still have family. So you can't, there has to be a balance. You can't, I mean, because what do they say? All work and no play makes, you know, whatever the cliche is. But you have to be able to balance yourself, because I always say that if you remove yourself from your business, what do you have? You have to take care of yourself. You have to write your own prescription of self-care to be able to still run your business. You have to. You just have to do that. I really believe in that. And then we had Cherie Cofield on in the beginning of the year, and she talked about recharging yourself, because we run around with our phones, and as soon as the battery starts to go down, you know, we're looking for a plug immediately. Well, we have to plug ourselves in. We have to keep ourselves charged up. We can't run on E and expect to give to somebody if we're empty. I mean, our car won't take us anywhere if it's on E. So, and so we have to make sure that we keep ourselves full so that we can give to other people.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle, that's a good point, because I found myself, you know, this time last year when, you know, I really was getting into adding new shows, I realized I was working 7 days a week. And I was looking at other people on Facebook and in church, and they were taking a weekend for a family weekend. But my Saturdays were just as full as my Sundays, and my Sundays were just as full as my Mondays. And I realized I was working 7 days a week, and sometimes, you know, 10 to 12-hour days. And a lot of radio show broadcasting prime time is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So when, you know, Reverend Robinson was coming home to settle down and relax, my day was really just getting amped up. And that was an unbalance that was taking a toll. And it was realizing that and writing a prescription for myself and saying, hey, I need to relieve myself of some of this load and get an intern and take some days and rekindle and recharge myself. Good stuff.
I was going to say that, you know, and like you had said, Princess, is that how you got an intern? We have to, as entrepreneurs, as we see our business growing, we have to be willing to delegate things out, because that is going to help relieve our stress as well, because then we don't have to do everything. Because as entrepreneurs, at first, yes, we are doing everything, and then we have to start saying, okay, you know what, I'm growing, and I can give out here, be like, okay, can you take this? And we have to be okay in doing that, because sometimes we've gotten to the point we are doing everything ourselves. It's almost hard to give up and say, okay, you do it, because you know in your mind how you want it to be done, but you want to be able to trust that person to say, hey, can you get this done for me? And then just do a follow-up. But as your business, as an entrepreneur grows, you want to be able to give responsibility to other people so that you can continue on the main thing, so that the other things other people can get take care of.
The worst thing you can do for a business in its personal and its and the growth of your business is to say, I need to control everything. Because if you're controlling everything, you're not going to get new talent and new fresh ideas and a better and a easier, better way to do things. If you just keep it all to yourself and try to control it all, your company won't realize the growth that it needs to have in order to, you know, have more financial success. Go ahead, Dr. Michelle Joy.
One of the things that I wanted to bring up in how to combat stress is to hold on to your passion. You know, we hear a lot of people talking about passion, 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 follow your passion. But one of the things that I feel a lot of people are failing to think about is that we all have passions. And what I want to encourage people to do is, alongside your business, hold on to your passions. For instance, if you love cooking, don't stop cooking because you feel you don't have the time if cooking makes you feel good. And if you like hiking, don't give up those things that you really enjoy doing just because you are an entrepreneur, you don't have any time, and you're overwhelmed, you're stressed out. If you learn how to put things back into your life that you absolutely enjoy, and again, learn how to manage your time, then you will have plenty of time to create that balance in your life of working and playing. You know, I am all about having fun, I'm telling you. I love to have fun. Now, yes, there are times when I'll be up, you know, at night or late at night because I'm a night owl. So I'll be up at night writing or something. I'm, you know, working on finishing up a book right now. And my book is on finding love and finding joy through forgiveness. And so I'm sitting and I'm writing a lot. However, you will definitely find me having fun throughout the week, on the weekends, you know, because I have a hubby, you know, and we have our 25-year-old here in Texas with us. And so we're going to find ways to enjoy life. You know, yes, we can be entrepreneurs. Yes, we can work hard. But if you don't learn how to balance your life out, you're going to be stressed. You're going to wind up in a hospital, and you could lose your life from being stressed out, people. And
right.
It's not worth it. You know, work smart. And if you don't know what you're doing and you feel like you don't know what the next step is, hire someone to help you. There are so many coaches in society now that can help you with your business. And they can help you to gain the clarity that you're looking for. You know, and so you don't have to be a loner. You can have someone else to help you. And another thing is all coaches are not, you know, charging $3,000 a month or $10,000 a month, because there are those out there charging that. You have to look around to find people to put in your core group to support you. You need cheerleaders, people that can encourage you, inspire you, and you also need those people there that whose shoulder you can cry on, okay? So, because I'm not saying that you shouldn't have any stress at all whatsoever in your life. I have stress in my life too, just like anyone else. However, I've learned how to manage my, you know, stressful things that happen, you know, and so I don't allow those things to get me down for longer than a few hours. Most people that I know, unfortunately, have what we could have, what we hear out here in the world is pity parties. And I've heard people having pity parties for a week, and that is called depression, people. Okay, so you don't want to allow yourself to be so upset and so angry for so long, because now you will send your body's chemicals out of whack and you can end up depressed. And so you want to take care of yourself, put yourself in a position where you have other people that are there to take care of you. And for those of you that are full of pride, get off your prideful horse and ask for help. Okay, so there are a lot of things that we can do to manage the stress. Have a cup of coffee if you like coffee and you haven't allowed yourself to have any in a long time. You know, go for a nice walk. Walk your dog. Get a dog. Get a cat. There are a lot of things we can do.
Or get a fish. Excuse me. Get a fish, because I'm not dealing with a dog. Get a fish and just watch it swim around.
And the other thing, if you don't want any kind of pet, do what I've done. Get a plant. I tell you, and this is going to sound funny to everyone, but I have this plant, and her name is Lily. Yes, I've named my plant. And she is greedy. She loves drinking water every day.
I can handle
now,
a plant.
And listen to my voice. I'm laughing about this because Lily makes me feel good.
there you go.
You know, so you got to find things that make you feel good in life, you know, while we're going through all this stuff and doing all this work and building our businesses and all this stuff. You have to find a way to enjoy it as well.
Yes. Yes. So, look, Michelle, I'm so excited that you were on our show. Look, all our guests, we have to do a second episode with all our guests because they all have just poured out into us, and we only have like 4 minutes left. So I want Dr. Michelle for you to let us know what you have going on, how people can reach you, and get the help that they need in finding that balance and with stress and entrepreneurship or with other services that you have to offer.
Well, quickly, the best way to reach me right now is through Facebook, and you can find me on Facebook at Michelle Joy Brown. And also, if you follow me on Facebook, then I will send you a direct message to add you to my blog so that you can receive the newsletters that I send out. And then you'll also find a lot of other information as far as what I'm doing, where I am, and when my book is coming out. So, again, that's Michelle Joy Brown on Facebook, and it's Dr. Michelle Joy on Twitter.
So. Awesome, awesome. Oh, my gosh, another great show, another great guest, and I'm telling people, if you have a business, you do not want to be stressed, because I always believe that if you are stressed, it actually stops you from even being creative and doing what you need to do in your business because you're not thinking right, your thought, your thinking is cloudy. So you want to be able to relieve that stress. You want to be able to get that balance and enjoy life because you only go around this trip one time. So you want to not be so stressed that, you're not enjoying the journey of being an entrepreneur. So I want to thank our guest, Dr. Michelle Joy Brown, for being on the show today. And I also want to stand in technical coordinator and guest host today, Princess Cooper. And it is another great Pave Your Way to Success Saturday. Shout out to Rudy, who is on his way back from Ohio. And we're going to be back next week full-fledged with another great show. So we're excited. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And this is Michelle Govan tuning out from Pave Your Way to Success. Michelle, thank you. Princess, thank you for a great show today.
You're welcome.
Awesome.